Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Paul Darby is with me on the line today. Paul, thanks a million for joining us on the show. You noticed a small black spot, very small, very simple, on your ear. You got it checked out. Just tell us what happened.
It was a wee brown spot, actually. It went from a freckle to this wee, it was 6 mil, the way, like, it wasn't even anything. It was noticeable, but it wasn't, you know, if you had it normally, you would never pass any heat, you know, because people have maybe moles just as big or bigger. It was the pattern. It just broke out of nowhere in December. And I suppose as time went on, I noticed it, but I never passed the heat. And it was a friend said to me, you know, that could be melanoma. And I didn't realise even what that was, didn't know anything about it. And I looked it up and I started asking people then, what do you think? And like, it broke out of nowhere, as I say, from just a freckle to the wee brown mark. It was a wee brown, blotchy, you know, it's just blotchy looking. So I went to the doctors and they were kind of worried about it and made me an appointment for Roscommon then, get looked at by plastic surgeons and stuff. But it turned out to be skin cancer and melanoma.
How long was it when you said it looked like a freckle nearly initially, Paul, how long was it there?
Probably 3-4 months before I got it checked. And I think I was kind of on the verge, you know, it takes a mole deep to spread into your body, from as far as I'm aware, and I was at 0.8 mole. So I just caught it just in time. But for months, it was there. I was back boxing at the stage, and I remember maybe I thought I got hit in the ear and something broke out. You know, I didn't pass an 8.
Mm.
And as the months went on, then I was kind of, whenever someone said to me about it, I just kind of started panicking then, thinking it could be.
So, and you thought maybe initially it could have been something as simple as a freckle on your skin.
No, well, the freckle was always there. It's just, I knew it broke bigger, but I never passed the heat. See, I'm probably a typical man, not really worried past the heat anything or not worried about anything. And yeah, whenever someone did mention about melanoma, I Googled it and looked up pictures. And, you know, it kind of was representing what was on Google as well. So I was asking loads of people and they were saying, yeah, it's not good if something breaks out bigger than what, you know, from a freckle and it goes bigger or different shapes and colours. It was the colour and the shape was the concerning part. Like, but
yeah,
the doctor measured it, was 6-7 mil, I think, and by the colour and the pattern, he was nearly able to tell me then it was melanoma, but they can't confirm it, you know.
So what happened at that point?
I was sent to, he sent pictures to Roscommon, and they got back very quickly, to be fair. They got back within, I think, a week and a half, and I was straight down, and it was Dr. Deirdre Jones, who's amazing, and even the whole plastic surgeon team down there that works down in Roscommon were brilliant. They cut it out. So they were kind of pretty sure it was out, but whenever they sent the biopsy away, they had to take a bigger margin out of my ear. And so then for 2 weeks, I kind of had an open wound, but it was covered, you know, for a week or 2 weeks, whatever it was. And I had to go back, get more taken out of my ear, and then they've done skin graft from behind my other ear and filled in the hole where the melanoma was.
I'm sure you got an awful fright, Paul, because it was, you know, I've saw photographs of it and pictures on your TikTok page. Like, you know, that's the case, isn't it? It's often just something so small and simple.
Yeah, you know what? I suppose when you hear cancer at all, like, you would freak out. I think after the whole process was kind of done, it just kind of hit me then. I brought my wee girl into the doctor and he was chatting about it. He was an American doctor, he was brilliant, and he seen my ears were covered up and he was saying, like, what happened to you? And I said, I had melanoma. And he was like, you're so young and different things. And I'm not that young, I'm 33, but I suppose in the terms of getting skin cancer.
When you are
young. But he was asking about how deep it was. And I said, 0.8 mil. And he was like, you're so lucky. Like, at 1 mil, like, it, you know, can spread into lymph nodes. And melanoma can spread as fast in 6 weeks, like, become really aggressive. And if it goes into your lymph nodes, like, it's, you know, I know they're better, you know, cures and stuff now, and technology-wise, or, you know, operations and stuff, but it's still, it wouldn't have been as simple as just cutting out a hole in my ear. You know what I mean? Or taking it out.
Yeah. When did all of this happen, Paul?
This is, the last couple of weeks, literally, let's see, when was, so 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I was up in Roscommon. I went to the doctor about 5 weeks ago, and about a month ago, I had the first part cut out, and 18th of April, so it's not even, is
so
it?
It's very recent. And you're living close to Roscommon, are you?
No, I'm Donegal. I live in Donegal.
Yeah, okay. No, I thought about the accent, but when you mentioned Roscommon.
Yeah, but no, so it's basically a month ago I had the first procedure done, and then 2 weeks later I was up again for to cut out the bigger part, and I was back up yesterday just to get the dressings changed and check the skin graft.
And it's all progressing well, and the doctors are happy with it at the moment.
Yeah, they're happy the way it's healing, and just I just have to take it easy, like, and you know, just I don't want to disrupt it, or the healing process will take longer. But just have to be very careful. Like, everything now is like wear a hat or cover my ears, make sure I'm wearing sun cream. Something you should be doing all along, but I was so lackadaisy my whole life. Even out, like, I work outdoors.
I was just going to ask you, actually. Yeah, do you spend much time outdoors, or?
Yeah, I was roofing, you see, and I'm a handyman now, so I'd be outdoor all the time. Like, you know, I still do roofs and still do things like that. So, you know, you're a wee bit up higher, like, and there's days you're out working the full 8 hours, 9 hours, whatever it is, and no sun cream on, where a normal person would probably put it on. But I'd say I was very lackadaisy.
I know it's something we hear a lot about, and you know, I know people try their best, and maybe just in this the weather now, and it's turned and it's better, and people probably probably make a little bit more maybe of an effort. But I know that was a big part or a big point, Paul, of the message that you wanted to get out really to people.
The amount of people message me now, you know, that normally lie out in the sun with no sun cream and putting like oil on themselves, you know, tanning oil, and you know, trying to get burnt, they're actually scared for the first time. They said it's only when you know someone that gets it, that's when you're scared. You know, you hear about this all the time, but if it's someone close to home, it kind of hits you more, you know. So, there's lots. I think the message is coming across good. Just wear sun cream or wear a hat. I don't think we're built for sun, like our skin, but you can still get tan through sun cream. But I was always just, as I say, just lackadaisy about it and never put it on.
Are you in much pain, Paul, at the moment, or how are you feeling?
See, sleeping is a wee bit annoying.
Turn over.
Well, the nurse was laughing yesterday, like, she was like, a woman's pregnant for 9 months, they have to sleep in their back, like, you know, for 9 months, like, I have a couple of weeks of this, or a month. After the first procedure now, an open wound, and it was covered, like, I never felt pain like it coming down the road. I had painkillers and anesthesia and stuff, you know, whenever I was getting it done. But, like, I've never felt pain like that. And, you know, the first day I was taking painkillers, just that's just so pain. Yeah. But after that, like, it's painful, but it's not, you know.
It's okay.
You can manage it.
Yeah, you can manage it. I know, and I was interested when I saw your story, and, you know, to chat to you about it, because I know, look, the weather has turned now and it's better and people are out and about, and there's that kind of summer feel. I even see people, so many people today in, you know, short sleeves and shorts and stuff, and that's great, and we all want to enjoy the sun, but I know that was a big part of the message that you wanted to share with people, just to...
For the first time ever, I'm wearing a hat. Like, I've never wore a hat in my life.
Yeah.
You know, making sure I'm covered. I suppose I have to. Once you kind of have melanoma, I suppose you're more prone to get, you know, they're telling me to be careful and, you know, watch yourself, any wee spots that break out or anything, like. And I wouldn't be the most freckly person in the world anyway. It's just how you've sun damage over the years.
Yeah, just keep
it. But I know there's a lot of people that has freckles and moles and are looking now going, I'm worried about this.
I know, get them checked. Absolutely. Yeah. Stay with us, Paul. I have another listener here with us on the line as well that just has heard your story today. Joan, I believe you've had a similar experience to Paul, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Andrea. Hi, Paul. I was actually listening because I was interested in the meat topic you're going to talk about later, but I did have melanoma almost 30 years ago now, actually. I had just given birth to my son. He was only 6 weeks old, and I was living in Australia. And Australia is amazing in terms of creating awareness about melanoma, you know. And I had this tiny, tiny freckle on my leg, and I mentioned it to the GP. And she said, oh, it's nothing, you know, don't worry about it. And then as I left, I thought, that's grand, job done. She called me back and said, look, I'll just take it off. And then 2 weeks later, it was a melanoma. Now, she did tell me that because of pregnancy, things that normally don't get an opportunity to grow do grow, because otherwise you would reject the baby and stuff like that. So it had a field day, I suppose, really. But there's a lot of where you're constantly bombarded in Australia by posters and lifts, you know, telling you if you see a freckle or anything.
Now, really, Joan? It's a very different awareness approach, is it there?
Completely, completely.
Right. And that was 30 years ago it was even like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I would never you know, but for the fact that it was constantly saying, listen, if you see a freckle, if it even changes a tiny bit, let us know. I suppose I was lucky as well. It was on my leg, so I could see it. But it was tiny. It was the size of a pinprick. And I asked it pretty quickly. It had got to stage two. So not, you know, they cut it out. So it was fine. But, the awareness around us in Australia is huge. Plus, I remember them saying to me as well, it's not directly related to sun. You haven't had that much sun exposure. I don't have other moles or anything like that. And they also said that people in offices and factories got it as much as people who worked outdoors. Now, there's other types of skin cancer, BCCs and SCCs. There's squamous cell carcinomas. They would be directly related to people who work outdoors. But melanoma has another, there's another side to it that they're not fully sure about, I think. But obviously, limiting your sun exposure, yeah, 100%, you know.
But you think it's even, like, I mean, given the number of, cases or diagnoses of melanoma that we do have in Ireland, I know this month, May, is also the awareness month in Ireland for melanoma. We just, you know, we're talking to Paul today just very simply about his own case and you got in touch, Joan. But do you think that, you know, maybe more of the organisations or even through government or the HSE, I'm not sure who's responsible.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
It's
the way subliminal messages really, it's constantly there, you know, slip, slop, slap, you know, constantly telling you to be aware if there's any change in your skin at all. There's none of that here, but not that I'm aware of anyway, and it works. It's very effective. It worked for me anyway.
Yeah. You think something like that would be a good thing? Do you agree, Paul? Do you think maybe we need a greater push around campaigning about melanoma and skin cancer in Ireland?
Yeah, well, you know what? I've always known skin cancer as like skin cancer is the most common cancer in Ireland, but I've never really heard about melanoma. I've never heard, it's only now when I have it myself. You know, you hear these things, but I just never knew properly. And it's only when I've done my own research and chat to the doctors. I think, yeah, it could be pushed a bit more. I think it will be because from chatting to the nurses and doctors at Roscommon, like they're doing press conferences there in Dublin last week. And it was just solely about melanoma, you know, and skin cancer in general. So I think they are going to push, you know, and maybe Irish people, we only get like, we'd be lucky if we get 2 months in the year of good weather and we all go out and go mad and enjoy it. And that's the reason we're probably getting, you know, that's the highest skin or it's the number one common cancer. You know, we all get burnt and, you know, thank God for
that. I know. As you say, even just as a starting point, the hat and sunscreen, I'm sure many people listening to you and Joan today will hear the message loud and clear. Paul, listen, best of luck with your recovery and thank you for sharing your story with us here in Lunchtime Live. And Joan as well, thanks a million there for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.